I used to work on countering and preventing violent extremism at the State Department, and we looked at all of the various reasons that people or communities were more susceptible to violent extremist groups. And it's often not what you think. It is not poverty. It's not a hatred of the West. It is often very local grievances. It is often about state-sponsored violence against someone, about civil rights, about governance issues. And so, so much of our approach to counterterrorism on the continent has been really focused on the military side of things. And, often these governments will, we will say human rights, but they know as long as they're working with us on counterterrorism operations, we'll probably ignore some of the other things they're doing that we might not like. And so what I think is the most important thing to do moving forward is actually shift this paradigm and make sure that we are prioritizing good governance as the key thing we know will actually address violent extremism. And I'm really excited that the Biden-Harris administration just released their 10-year plan to counter and prevent violence, including highlighting priority areas of Mozambique and coastal West Africa as two areas to really focus on how we're doing things differently. This strategy came out of the 2019 Global Fragility Act that Congress passed. And basically, the idea is that we need to do things differently when it comes to working with these kinds of countries and working on preventing violence. And we need to focus on working together as a whole US government. So making sure that the Defense Department, the State Department, USAID, everyone's working towards the same strategy and the same goal. And we know how everything is interacting with each other, but also really focusing on this issue of good governance and making sure that we are not replicating the failed strategies that we saw used in the Sahel and other places that we know just really aren't working.